Okay, now we're going to be in the second part of this text. Jesus, arriving, found that he had been 4 days in the tomb. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem. It's actually about 1.7 miles. You just walk over the hill and down the hill, and you're in Bethany. Now, it might help to realize, I could have had a picture, but I forgot. There, right in that area, near Bethany, there's an old first century tomb. It's a cave carved out a little bit more, about, 4 feet high, the entrance. And there's a great big round stone, about that thick, set in a groove. And now the cave has two parts. The first part, where the body is put, usually the day of death, because they don't have any preservatives, you know. When the body has corrupted, the bones are taken, put into an ossuary, and put into the back part of the grave, okay? So I'll have you rise, and your bones, you see, that's the back part. Well, this is, you can see this. I think I took a photograph of it myself, but I can't find it now. That's the kind of tomb Jesus was in, too. And so they get to the place where they're going, okay? See, a mile and a half away. Just over the hill and down the other side. Now, many of the Jews had come out toward Martha and Mary. Now it's Martha all the time because she's the older one, see? And they were consoling, they were weeping with, you know, with them, like consoling them because of their brother. Now, when Martha heard that Jesus had came, she went out to meet him. And Mary stayed home. Same kind of character traits, you see. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. So ask Jesus, you know." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise." And she says, "Yeah, I know. In the last day, he's going to rise, you know." And which is all the other times, which is so interesting, you see, all that Jesus said is, "Your brother will rise." Every other time we have this phrase about the dead rising, it's always with the phrase, "in tiascati himera," in the last day. Jesus doesn't say in the last day. He just says, "Your brother will rise." She says, "Yeah, I know, on the last day he's going to arise." And now the text takes a whole dramatic turn. And we have to prepare ourselves in faith, not to just say, yeah, that's fine, and go on. Now Jesus says, and he will say this, proclaim it in the church on this Sunday. Remember, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel when the gospels are read out. That's from Vatican II, the document on the liturgy. Whenever the gospel is read out, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. And so Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Martha, I'm not talking about the last day. I'm talking about who I am and what I can do, what I'm about to do, to give you all hope when they kill me. I am the resurrection and the life. All life in this whole world comes from me. Do you understand? Go on back and look at the first chapters of this gospel. In the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was prostonteon, was with God, okay? ke theos ino logos, and God was the theos. Now he's standing here. I am the resurrection. I am the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, he will live. And all who live and believe in me will never die forever. You believe that? So you see, this is the proclamation. This is the core, in a way, of the narrative. These are the words we ought to take with us from the gospel on this fifth Sunday, okay? Jesus said, I am the Anastasis, Keizoi. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. What kind of a thing is faith, then? What kind of a reality is faith? Do you understand? Do you believe? Yeah, I believe. Are you a Republican? Yeah, I'm a Republican, or a Democrat, or whatever you want. No, belief is a living, transforming, interior activity, initiated and sustained by the Holy Spirit. It's alive. And what Irenaeus said about the body into which the Eucharist has come, the spirit into which faith has come, can never die. Do you believe that? See, she says, yeah, I know he'll rise on the last day. No. Now. See, everyone who lives and believes in me, umi apothani istoneona, will never die forever. Maybe a few centuries, but not forever. Why? Because his flesh, his bones, his soul, his spirit have all been permeated by faith. Faith is not an opinion. Faith is a living adherence to the living God. It's real. It's a work of God in us to which we yield. It's a very good thing when you're driving along, turn off the radio, even if it's Christian music, turn it off, listen to Jesus. He's pretty good too. And then start telling God the Father, God, I believe. I believe that you are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is your only eternal Son. I believe he died and rose for us. I believe I'm on the way to heaven. I believe. Tell God what you believe. You don't need a book for that. Tell him what you really believe. It's good practice. See, faith is a life. It's a light. Last week when I did this, I talked about the two lights of faith, remember? The faith, the light that is faith, and the light by which we believe in faith. There's two. There was this great saying. So here it is again. You see, I am the resurrection. When you go to communion tomorrow, look at him and say, you are the resurrection and the life. It's impossible that if I don't turn from you, that my body would be eternally corrupt. It's impossible because I'm receiving you. Catherine of Siena used to say, oh Lord, thank you for this gift. Thank you that you come to me. But how long do we have to keep this up in symbol? I want to see you. I want my body transformed by your power and your love. I want to be with you forever. You know, I'm happy with this Eucharist, my gosh. But how long before we can have the real thing? It is the real thing, but it's not Jesus existing in the mode of existence that's proper to himself. Is that clear? Do you understand? An icon is the reality itself, but not in the manner of existing that's proper to the icon. It says in Hebrews 10:1, the law, having the skia, the sketch, the shadow of the good things to come, but not the very icon of the reality. So the law and then the gospel has the icon. we have the realities, but not in the form in which is proper to themselves. The Eucharist, one enormous icon in that sense, it could not be more Jesus. It could not be more Jesus. But it's he comes in a mode of existence that's not proper to him, out of love for us. What's the mode of existence that's proper to him? His whole physical being radiant with divinity. And the saints and angels ravished by his beauty can't get enough of him and praising him. That's the pragma. That's the reality. We have the icon for now. That's what Catherine was saying. How long? Until the Lord says, come home. But we have Jesus. So, I am the resurrection and the life. Okay. Do you believe that? She says, nay, Kyrie, yes. I have believed, it's perfect, I've come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. That's almost Peter's confession word for word from Matthew 6:16. In John, Peter's confession is at the end of chapter 6, and it's different words. But almost Peter's words are here on Martha's lips. So what's the confession of faith? To look at Jesus and say, I believe that you are the Messiah. You are the one sent into the world. You are the Savior of the world. Okay? And so, so she got up and went to see Mary. And so she tells Mary, Ho didaskalos, the teacher is here. And so she comes and she says the same thing. Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. And so then Jesus goes with her. He's with all these people crying. And they get there. And then Jesus, it's tough to translate this word. It looks like he got angry. One of my brothers has been killed by Satan. Look what sin has done to him. He's dead. That makes me angry. And he gears himself up, see? And groans within himself. And then he weeps. And the translation, Idraki said, should be, and he burst into tears. You say, well, he's going to raise him. Why is he crying? Don't you get it? There's the whole human race in all its fragility and misery, you see? And here's Jesus. He's all encapsulated in Lazarus, whom he loves. And he burst into tears. So then he prays to the Father, I know you always hear me, you see? But for the sake of these people, I'm praying. Why? So they'll remember when I am killed that I'm going to rise again. I promised you that. Okay. Take away the stone. Roll away that stone. Martha says, he's been dead 4 days. Didn't I tell you you would see the doxa of God if you'd believe? So out he comes. And then the text is really very short. It's amazing. He came out. He's bound, And Jesus says, untie him and let him go. That's it. End of story. Not, I wish to thank you very much. He did what he came to do out of love, and it's over.